Hey there, amazing souls. Welcome back to the Feminine Reset Emotional Strength Daily, where we ditch the drama and dive deep into building that unshakable inner strength. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, and today we're tackling a topic that's more relevant than an ever-practicing self-care for burnout prevention. Because let's be honest, who hasn't felt that creeping sense of exhaustion lately? That feeling like you're running on fumes and constantly playing catch-up? Well, I'm here to tell you that self-care isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, although those are definitely nice. It's about intentionally building habits and practices that nourish your mind, body, and soul. It's a conscious choice to prioritize your well-being and prevent burnout before it takes over. So, buckle up, buttercups, because we're diving into 5 key takeaways to help you navigate the hustle and bustle of life with grace and resilience. First off, remember that self-care isn't selfish. Ever feel guilty for taking time for yourself? You know that feeling when your to-do list is a mile long and you're tempted to skip your yoga class or that much-needed coffee break? Well, I'm here to tell you. Making time for yourself is an act of self-love and ultimately makes you more productive and present in all areas of your life. Think of it like this: if you don't prioritize your own well-being, who will? Second, get specific about what nourishes you. We're all different, right? What recharges one person might leave another feeling drained. It could be anything from a morning walk in nature to curling up with a good book or even just a quiet moment of meditation. Experiment and find those activities that truly bring you joy and help you feel centered. Third, learn to say no and mean it. You don't have to be a superhero and say yes to every request. Remember, those boundaries are your best friend. It's okay to politely decline commitments that drain your energy or don't align with your priorities. Trust me, saying no to some things allows you to say yes to the things that truly matter. Fourth, cultivate mindful movement. I'm not just talking about hitting the gym, though. If that works for you, rock on. Think about activities that make your body feel good, dancing like nobody's watching, taking a refreshing swim, or even just stretching those tight muscles. Movement is medicine, my friends. And finally, remember to schedule in time for yourself. Just like you would schedule a meeting or doctor's appointment, block off time in your calendar for self-care activities. Treat these appointments as non-negotiable because they are. Okay, let's get real for a second. Picture this. You're knee-deep in work deadlines, juggling family commitments, and trying to squeeze in some me time. It feels like there's never enough hours in the day, right? Ever felt that pressure building, that constant sense of being pulled in every direction? Well, that's where burnout creeps in, the feeling of emotional exhaustion, cynicism, and a lack of accomplishment. But here's the good news: self-care can be your superhero cape against burnout. Imagine you're able to navigate those hectic days with more ease, grace, and energy. Think about the positive ripple effect that would have on your relationships, your work, and your overall well-being. That's the power of prioritizing yourself. So, what are some practical steps you can take right now? First, schedule a guilt-free me time block in your calendar, even if it's just 50 minutes to sip your coffee and enjoy the quiet. Second, try incorporating one mindful movement activity into your day. A simple walk around the block or some stretching can make a world of difference. And finally, remember that saying no isn't selfish, it's about protecting your energy and setting healthy boundaries. Remember, beautiful souls, self-care is not a luxury, it's a necessity. By investing in yourself, you're investing in your ability to thrive. Ready to level up your life? Share this episode with your friends, leave us a review, and join the conversation on social media. Use #TheFeminineReset to connect with our amazing community, and let's keep spreading the love of self-care together. Until next time, stay strong, stay radiant, and keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.